Hey, everybody, welcome back to Microsoft Ignite. We are live on Channel 9. Of course, everybody watching at home through Tech Communities, techcommunity.microsoft.com. Hey, remember, if you've not logged in, created your login so you can watch all 32 sessions, you need to do it.
You did 32 sessions?
Well, there's 32 sessions streaming all at one time.
That's crazy.
They can choose.
Are you sleeping?
No, I'm not doing 32 sessions. Are you kidding?
Oh, okay.
They don't even
just
give
checking.
Me one. I'm not that smart. I am joined by corporate vice president. You do the security stuff. Is it corporate vice president security stuff?
Yeah, it's did security right? stuff and it's compliance stuff.
Security and compliance, yes. Anne Johnson, and I'm like freaking out. Because I'm such a huge fan.
Oh, thank you.
Not just of the normal security stuff, but some of the other work that you do.
Okay.
You've done the 32 sessions. That's not been me.
I've done a few. I've done sessions this week on diversity. I've done sessions this week on compliance. And I've done some sessions this week on security. And, of course, I think they're all in the catalog online.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know that stuff.
Absolutely. On Tech Communities, you can go back. You can watch them. It does take about 24-ish hours for us to get those recordings online. But I know I'm starting to see stuff from day one pop up.
Okay, good.
So there you go.
Excellent.
So let's start with the security and compliance work and things that you've been going on. Major announcements or things that came into your session? Anything new or key points that maybe you got some really good reactions in the room from?
Sure. So there are five things that we message related to security that are really important to our customers. And by the way, the other thing I've been doing all week is customer and analyst meetings too. So understanding how those things are landing, if people are really responding, and people are excited. I don't know if you've seen the articles about security in our messages, but five things. So Azure Confidential Computing. We have Azure Sphere that we announced. Passwordless. We're going passwordless.
Woo-hoo.
And I think you're talking to someone more in depth about that later
in
the week.
Yep. Later in the week, we got Alex Simons.
Okay.
Yep.
We're talking about Microsoft Threat Protection, and we're talking about Secure Score. So it's really those five things that we want everyone to remember. All those announcements are live, all the details are live, and there's ongoing sessions about them.
Excellent. And then the next piece I want to get to is on the compliance side. Was there anything special? Was it a separate compliance session or is it kind of together now?
No, we did a whole compliance track this year because we really want our customers to focus on compliance. And we have such good solutions that we built with GDPR mm-hmm. and we've really matured that, again, resonating with the market, fantastic. Things like our compliance manager, our e-discovery, our trust portal, all of those things are really important to our customers.
And then, and this is now where I love the techie stuff.
Yeah.
There's a ton of sessions that folks can watch, mm-hmm. but I like the inside story.
Sure.
That's what Channel 9 is about. And there's
okay.
something that I'm personally going through now that I think you might be helpful in. And that is, everybody knows that I'm kind of a server on-premises guy. I've done on-premises AD forever. I now have moved and I'm sitting in Azure Active Directory. And Azure Active Directory is the centerpiece really of our security stuff. I'm reskilling.
Yep.
I'm rebooting myself in my entire career. And this is terrifying. Tips, tricks. I've got
yeah.
the security stuff now.
So let me give a quick plug that I love conditional access. And of course, you have to be Azure Active Directory in the cloud to do conditional access.
Absolutely.
Let me just give that plug and then I'll talk a little bit about it. Look, there's 2 million open security jobs globally, roughly, depending on what survey you look at.
Yep.
So we have people who are either skilling from an on-prem environment, people who are skilling from other careers and professions, and we also just have people who are saying, I need to upskill my security skills. So, you know, you can go outside and take certifications. We have a lot of trainings at Microsoft, and the other thing I would tell you is go to the industry associations, network with your peers, mm-hmm. learn from your peers, watch all the content we produce, and then go to the outside organizations like the SANS and the Black Hats mm-hmm. and the RSA conferences and really take learnings, because at the end of the day, we want everyone excited about security in the cloud. We want everyone highly skilled because we want our customers more secure.
I think you made a key point there. The 2 million roles that are out there, there's a lot of folks in the IT world that see this cloud train coming.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest, it's here.
It's
coming down the tracks, and there's been a lot of frankly trepidation mm-hmm. About cloud and what's going to happen. I'm not swapping drives in and out of servers anymore. I'm not racking servers into racks anymore. What do I do? And I think this is just that trend that just constantly comes around in these big cyclical things. I was doing all on-premises stuff, and then it's like, oh, now we're going to virtualize, which is running more servers on the same on-premises
yeah.
devices. And I think it's key, that security piece. And there's all sorts of areas inside of security, because it's not like the on-premises world where I could learn all things Windows Server, is it? There's just so much there. You can't really consume it all, can you?
Well, it's easier, though, because if you think about it, it's a shared responsibility with Microsoft, right? So if you're a customer, your security folks need to know certain things, and our security folks need to know certain things. And because we can have threat management, threat detection, signal. We see 6.5 trillion signals a day on a global basis in our intelligence security graph?
6.5 trillion
signals
a day. I know the numbers we get from the identity space, yeah. And now I'm not going to use that number anymore because it doesn't feel big enough.
So we see 6.5 trillion, low fidelity, but 6.5 trillion signals that are on a global scale. So you think about the power of the cloud, right? If we see a threat in Asia, before that threat gets to Latin America, we've already detected it and blocked it. That's why for security people learning security in the cloud, it's actually almost, believe it or not, easier.
Okay.
Because the tooling is there to do more automated remediation. The tooling is there to do more detection. The tooling is there for actually for the admins to make their job easier.
So that brings up another piece with these jobs there. Mm-hmm. There is a huge opportunity because you mentioned your diversity session.
Yep.
And I'm a father of two girls. And I want to see them succeed. And they've grown up around this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is a massive opportunity even there. Talk a little bit about some of the key things that you had in your diversity session, because I've seen you speak before and your passion around it is second to none.
So I produced a badge guide called Ann Johnson's Top 10 Inclusion Guide, right? So for everyone to attach to the back of their badge and talked about inclusion. Here's why I'm passionate about it. I've been in tech 30 years as a woman. 30 mm-hmm. years this year, by the way. So I've seen a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot with my peers. I've experienced a lot. I'm also passionate about it because I have a transgender daughter. So I also want to make sure that her path in life is a bit easier than her path in life maybe would have been 10 or 20 years ago. So as I think about, you know, our community and think about being inclusive and thinking about the folks that are in the community, you can take the pragmatic approach, right? There's those job openings globally. If we don't recruit and hire different people, we're not going to solve the job openings. There's also the pragmatic approach that it takes different mindsets and different thinking to solve hard problems. So again, if everybody looks the same, acts the same, sounds the same, has the same education background, you're not going to solve hard problems, and security is hard problems. And then it's just flat out the right thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. You want to have a diverse workforce. You want to have diverse people around you. And diversity is a lot of things. People always ask me, well, is it just having more women? I said, no, it's having more women, more people of color, different geographic backgrounds, different education backgrounds, different religious backgrounds, whatever it is, there's a role for everyone. And when we talk about inclusion, the one thing I always say is, and yes, you have to also include the white men.
Yep.
Because it is inclusion. You can't leave out any part of the population. Also people that are, you know, on the spectrum for whatever reason, right?
Yep.
And which, you know, mental health is a big passion for me, right? Those folks have a big role and, again, bring a diverse perspective to different problems.
There's so many places that I want to just click into.
Wherever you want to go.
I really want to know. I want to get into that you have to change that mindset. You're dealing with, and the mindset of security itself almost needs kind of a kick in the pants a little bit, because really from a threat perspective, because if you don't have that open mindset to look at it,
correct,
you would miss something that is just blatantly, obviously,
yes,
there for a threat.
Yeah, correct.
Let alone just, hey, get a good, mm-hmm, diverse group of people in there. So can you talk a little bit more about what you're encouraging folks to do in that space? Is there anything specific you talk about?
From a recruiting standpoint?
Yeah, and just kind of having that, and really it's the skill set. Ned said something, who was just on, our buddy Ned, said something. Because I asked him about hiring, particularly the younger generation, the millennial generation. It's something that I'm struggling with because I'm not big on the rock star persona that can kind of come around conferences. I want to find the next generation of these folks here. So I kind of asked him a little bit about that. And he says, sometimes we hire people who don't know stuff.
Yeah. I hire a lot of mock hires, Microsoft Academy for College Hires. Several members of my team have graduated through the mock program, don't have a STEM degree, don't have a security background, but they have a desire. I love hiring those folks because they want to learn. I'll plug an organization. I'm a member of the Security Advisor Alliance. Microsoft sponsors it. So it's a group of CISOs in the United States, and we go out to economically disadvantaged parts of the U.S., and we actually do hackathons with junior high, and high school students to encourage them to develop careers in cybersecurity and to teach them and to train them and to show them a vision and a path. There's a lot that we're doing to recruit younger talent into cybersecurity because, again, they think differently. They're also digital natives, right? So yeah. I think about my 17-year-old. My 17-year-old is a digital native, looks at the world completely differently than I do. So thinking about a hard problem, I get iPhone advice. I think I'm pretty technical, and when I can't figure something out, I'm like, here, fix this.
Yeah, you know? It's usually, duh, Mom, it's yeah, this, right? That's exactly, what my daughter does
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, it's with like 10 seconds here, you know, roll of the eyes and walks off, yeah, right?
So, throw it back at you.
Yeah.
And that's a really, see, this is why I just get so excited about this. I didn't go to college. I learned about this thing called networking. My dad writes code. He's always written code. I was writing Pascal when I was in junior high school, but that didn't do it for me. That wasn't my thing. And then I found out I could make two computers talk to each other, and then I could make those talk to, and I don't want to date myself, but you know, AOL and that kind of yeah. stuff, and getting to the internet. That's what got me. And then I'm like, this NT thing, holy, that's my career. We're in that same position now with security.
We are in that same position with security. And I'll tell you, I have a degree in political science. So
oh, that's super cool.
Okay. With a dual
major.
We
totally need to have coffee and talk.
Yeah, with a dual major in communication. So now I'm the cybersecurity pro. Been in tech, as I said, 30 years. It wasn't. I actually decided I was on my way to law school and said, you know what? I don't want to go to law school. And walked into a computer store and became a floor salesperson. That's how I started my computer career. Nobody would have hired me. My resume, my background, nobody would have hired me. But I self-taught and self-learned. And that's the talent. You have to look for that aptitude and desire. I hire for energy, desire, aptitude, somebody who wants to do this job because I can teach them everything they need to know about doing the job. We also like to hire a lot of former military. So Microsoft sure. Services Academy, MSSA, we rolled out a CyberTrack last year because they know how to do investigations. And remember, a lot of this is investigative work. So it's great. I can teach them the security tooling, you know, the technology, but they know how to do an investigation.
It's thinking like others are thinking, right?
Right. The motives, how people are operating, why they're doing certain things. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
My
job is really cool. So.
That's why I'm just like, there's so many things and I only have 15 minutes. My daughter's going into criminal justice.
Cool.
And I'm like, you need to learn this computer side of things because it is going to completely change everything and
the
data. And she just goes, oh, Dad, you and your computers. But I think that's really where it is.
It is where it is.
And it's not, you know, guy in a dark room wearing a beanie cap on the back of his head
not
who knows
anymore.
Everything
black
about
hoodie.
Everything.
Yeah.
I want to give you a chance to just kind of wrap up and pitch anything that you have in terms of, we talked about your sessions, mm-hmm. but anywhere people can go to get more information, to learn more on anything security, diversity, inclusion, all of that stuff.
So a couple things. I do a lot of blogging. That's Whack Whack MS Secure. All of my blogs are available there. I do blogging on diversity. I do blogging on tech. I'm writing a whole blog series right now on AI, how AI can actually improve security. So I've done a blog on fuzzing technology for software development, and I've done a blog on conditional access in AI.
Sweet.
And my next two are going to be IoT and malware, so those are coming up soon. The other thing I want to mention is I've taken a special project to work on mental health. Because if you think about, I have the pleasure of leading the global incident response practice for Microsoft for our customers. So these folks are dropping on a plane, 3 a.m. on a Sunday, flying to some remote part of the world and working around the clock and away from their families, you know, 300 nights a year. And it occurred to me that we're challenged with mental health. So I've taken a special passion around really focusing on mental health for cybersecurity professionals and all tech professionals.
I wish we had more time.
That's
I so
right.
want to go in there because I'm one of these guys that works 400 hours a day and I'm trying to get better at that, and taking mental health is one of those things that I've just started to learn, started to figure out. And it's just been such a pleasure chatting with you. And I want to do this
Thank
more.
Thank you. Anytime.
Let's have more talks.
You know how to find me.
everybody at home, we're going to take you to your next session and we're going to be back in about 90 minutes to wrap up this entire day. This is Channel 9 Live from Microsoft Ignite in Orlando, Florida. See you soon.